This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been reporting, the trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership took a big step forward this week as negotiating teams from 12 countries forged an agreement. The terms are still being incorporated into the text, which has not yet been publicly released, but that hasn't stopped lawmakers, industry groups, and presidential candidates from giving their verdicts. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look at the week that was for these sweeping and controversial changes that are subject to Congress's approval or disapproval.
As word came that negotiations over the terms of the deal had concluded, so too came a flurry of statements, speeches, and tweets, giving the TPP a thumbs up or thumbs down, even though the final text hasn't been released yet. Jared Bernstein is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
There's a certain amount of kind of knee-jerk reaction to these trade deals, both proponents and opponents.
The White House jumped into sales mode. There was cautious optimism from some environmental groups, disappointment from others, vows to fight the deal from organized labor. There are politicians who said they're holding out to read the deal. Others, like Hillary Clinton, said they're worried it isn't good enough. Because of mandatory posting and review periods, the TPP can't go to Congress until early 2016. Dan Eikenson with the Cato Institute says its timing from there is less certain.
I mean, it could happen quickly or it could be contentious. The fact is, it's going to be happening during the election season, which is fantastic as far as I'm concerned.
He says this is an important issue and politicians should be forced to confront it. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.